As we've heard, prison can be a place that sucks you in and doesn't prepare you for life back on the outside. But sometimes, the lowest points in life can bring a clarity and purpose unmatched by anything else. Two things that are essential to surviving in the world post-incarceration. We hear now from Ralphie Dominguez, a young leathersmith, former inmate, and now an entrepreneur, as he talks about how he honed his family skills inside prison to start a new life on the outside.
This is like fresh off the gator.
Yeah.
Like this is a gator-shaped piece of leather.
This is a gator. And these are the little arms. This would be the head, but I cut the head. I made a wallet out of it.
My dad's side is always, like, they've always been carpenters, and my mom's side of families, especially all the females, have always been, like, seamstresses, like, cutting sew. I mean, I was young, and I was always at the store, like, just messing around. I would just make just a lot of, like, wristbands, like, you know, those hippie wristbands, roster wristbands.
I'd put it on the leather, like that. Get the saw right here. And then I would just etch it out.
Yo, tell you the truth, I was a straight-A student, like... I was in honor roll. I was in dean's list my first two semesters, and I just started partying, man. Like I friends on my phone, in my same dorm room, and they asked me, you know, well, cocaine, can't you get it for us? Like, yeah, I mean, I could. I met up with my brother. My brother hooked up the connection, and I started selling drugs, man. So that led to, you know, 1 gram, which led to, you know, me buying 10, which led to me buying 50. I guess at the height of that college, my college career, which was my senior year, I mean, I had 10 people working for me all throughout New England, different colleges.
Wow.
We're talking up all the way to New Hampshire, all the way to Canada.
Well, the investigation said it was about $2 million a year.
But it was a lot more than that. I mean, actually, you see that suitcase right there?
Yeah.
I'd bring that suitcase with me, loaded with money from San Diego.
So you got to hear the gas.
Heat the stamp just a little bit. You don't want to overheat it. If you overheat it, it's going to burn right through the leather, and it's not going to be good. I guess I'm just 5 years. At the beginning, I was just going, like, I was still rebellious. Like, I'm getting all this time. I was drinking. Like, I was smoking weed still in there, and I went to segregation for it. While I was in SAG, I would see myself in this mirror every day, and it was warped. And I just saw myself in that mirror for 60 days straight. Like, that's what my whole college experience was. It was just a warped, like, one whole long day, and it just hit me there. Like, it's in solitary, by myself. Like, I had a pet ant that I would keep under a cup, and that's who kept me company for 60 days. And when I came out all scruffy, like, beard all grown, and I was trying to find something. I was trying to find something to do to get me away from the trouble. And there was this craft course that I had no idea about, and it was for leather, and it was straight leather, like... And it was just guys, like, stamping away, working on their own. And I went to it, and I was, like, thrilled. I was like, I can't believe this is here. I'm going to make full use of this.
So here, I'll show you. And we use wax thread, which lasts a lot longer.
You could buy the leather right from the prison. Like, they had exotic skins, which I always loved to work on. And that was my thing. Like, I always know exotic leathers were in demand. Market it right and made right and packaged right, it could be something for the general population.
And then this is my workspace. This is where I create, design, cut.
Wow.
So yeah, dude, I've been here for about a month and a half now, putting in work. Retouching some shots that we took the other day.
For marketing purposes, because our site, I just wanted to be clean.
Every day I had to wake up and try to see where I'm going to make that sale. To support myself, support my business. So it's a risk that I'm willing to take just because I'm tired of having to, you know, fail at applying for jobs and applying for other positions. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail to my own credit or merit. I mean, I'm not getting rich by any means, but it's a better way to make a buck.
You can find out more about Ralphie's business on our website, latinousa.org.